This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Clark Tanner is a minister friend of mine in, I think, Beaverton, Oregon is the name of the town he lives in Oregon. I know that he ministered there at one time. He tells about a funny thing that happened to him in a movie theater. I don't know if any of you have had a funny experience in a movie theater. He said years ago he was watching a movie with a friend where it was about a small town detective, the movie was, who had come to the big city in search of a killer who coincidentally was stalking the main female character of the movie. At one point in the movie, the main character, the detective, was hot on the trail of this mad killer and chased him to a spot where there was an open cellar door, you know, one of those cellar doors in the ground that opens up kind of at an angle. And the door was open. That's where the bad guy was. The music, the lighting, and the chase all served to build suspense to a chest-constricting level. As the detective approached the cellar door with his revolver drawn, he looked down into the darkness. I think everyone in the theater was holding their breath. That is, until my friend sitting next to me said out loud, "If he goes down there, he deserves what he gets." If he goes down there, he deserves what he gets. The theater audience burst out laughing and the tension was released, at least momentarily. I want to talk to you not about that scene in the movie, but I wonder if there's anybody who said, "I hope he gets what he deserves. I hope she gets what she deserves in life." Whatever you pray for, I'm going to ask you not to pray for something in your life. It may surprise you to say this, but don't ever ask the Lord for justice for you. You want justice. Justice is hell. That's what justice is. Don't ever ask the Lord for justice. But we're going to read a man today, David, in what's called the gem, the centerpiece of the penitential psalms that we've been studying. We're studying over the seven of them over 6 weeks, where David says this. He doesn't mention his sin. He mentions God's mercy first. "Have mercy on me." You never ask God for justice. You always, always, always ask him for mercy, his loving kindness, and his compassion. That's what you appeal to. We're in the third message, actually, in this series called When God Convicts. Most holy moment in your life is not when you've got a spiritual brainstorm about something, or you figured out something about creation, or you figured out something in the Bible. It's when you have been convicted in your spirit that you're a sinner. That's a holy moment. And for some people, it hasn't happened yet. It really hasn't. You can go all your life and never have a sense of conviction about anything. You know people like that never really have been convicted about anything in their life. And it's a holy moment, a Kodak moment when someone's convicted. This is all these sequential psalms, Psalm 6 and Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. There's seven psalms out of 150 that are called penitential psalms, where it reflects David's conviction and his guilt and his need for forgiveness for doing what? Committing adultery with a woman named Bathsheba and having her husband Uriah killed, responsible for staging his murder. And he had the tremendous weight of guilt upon him. And this is the gem. This is the centerpiece of those psalms. It's Psalm 51. David is speaking, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know," underline the word "know," those of you that underline in your Bible, "for I know my transgressions. My sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight."
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.